Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son, Heating & Air, Truth Books & Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Craig Johnson has, over the past few years, become one of my all-time favorite authors. His novels featuring Sheriff Walt Longmire were the basis for the hit TV show Longmire, which is still on Netflix. I love the series, but of course it's not nearly as good as the novels. In his latest, Daughter of the Morning Star, Johnson uses his classic dry wit to intersperse chuckles with the suspense of a high school basketball player receiving death threats. Jaya Longbow Long, star of the Lame Deer Morning Star's high school basketball team, is the one receiving the threats. Asked by Tribal Police Chief Lolo Long, Jaya's aunt, to investigate, Absaroka County Sheriff Longmire crosses the state line from Wyoming to Montana to work on the case. Walt learns that Jaya's sister, Jeannie One Moon, disappeared a year earlier under mysterious circumstances after also receiving death threats. A visit to Lonnie Littlebird, head chief of the Great Northern Cheyenne Nation, shows Walt the awful truth about the current plight of Indigenous women. Quote, "How many Native women have gone missing here, Lonnie?" "Close to 300 missing person reports last year alone. We make up only 6.7% of the population, but account for 26% of the missing persons, the majority of whom are women," end quote. Johnson explains in the acknowledgments that, quote, "the chances of a Native woman being murdered is 10 times the national average, and murder is the third leading cause of death for Indigenous women," end quote. Can Sheriff Longmire track down the person threatening Jaya before she becomes a statistic? Daughter of the Morning Star is Johnson's 17th Longmire mystery. If you aren't familiar with the series, it has earned him a lot of recognition, including, and I love this, the Watson Award for Best Sidekick in a Mystery Novel. That award is due to Walt's best friend, Henry Standing Bear, played by Lou Diamond Phillips on the TV series. I'm pretty sure a better sidekick cannot be found in a current mystery series. Also returning is Deputy Vic Moretti, the trash-talking, hilarious young woman who moved from the Philadelphia PD to Walt's office in Wyoming. Johnson's storytelling skills are evident in this latest offering as he develops a three-tiered narrative. The first forms the basis of the plot, which is the threat against Jaya. Walt investigates by following up on her sister's disappearance, believing them to be linked. On this layer, Johnson focuses on the horrible plight of many Native American women. The second layer, familiar to longtime fans like me, takes the reader into Native mysticism, which always fascinates and confuses Walt. In this latest tale, Walt is stalking a suspect in the wilderness when he falls and hits his head on a rock and struggles to remain conscious. He sees a cougar acting oddly, hears a mysterious Cheyenne song connected to dead spirits, sees a red scarf associated with Jeannie, and passes out. He later learns that he lost an entire day in that canyon. The underpinning of this layer is the Native legend of the Wandering Without, quote, "a collective of lost souls that hunger for the living," end quote. Everyone is scared that Jeannie was pulled into the black hole of the Wandering Without, and her voice is heard by several people, including Walt, singing the lament of the lost. The third layer of this novel takes Walt into the unfamiliar world of girls' high school basketball. Here, Johnson pays tribute to the legacy of young athletes. The team consists of underachievers who lack self-confidence but not a desire to win the tournament. Jaya, the star who dislikes her teammates, hogs the ball and gets kicked off the team because of a bad attitude. And a coach suddenly taken out of commission. Walt, well, actually Vic, comes in as a last-minute replacement coach. A new Longmire novel is always a treat. And with Daughter of the Morning Star, Craig Johnson has another slam dunk. Thanks for listening, and happy reading.